USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. But the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%. Many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The U.S. Navy sailor who fatally shot two people at Pearl Harbor before killing himself was unhappy with his commanders and had been undergoing counseling. Gabriel Romero, age 22, faced non-judicial punishment for minor misconduct. He used his two service weapons in the attack. Romero also wounded a 36-year-old man in the attack on Wednesday at the Naval Shipyard. That victim is in stable condition still at a local hospital. In a second Navy attack at a base this week, a shooter opened fire in a classroom at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida, leaving four people dead and 12 wounded. The Pearl Harbor shooting came just days before a ceremony to remember those who perished in the Japanese bombing 78 years ago that propelled the U.S. into World War II. Security will be beefed up at the annual event and is expected to draw survivors, veterans, dignitaries, and others to honor the more than 2,300 Americans killed on December 7, 1941. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Congress is nearing a deal on paid parental leave for federal employees. It's a significant development for government workers, but one that highlights the disparity with most American workers who still are not given paid leave. The agreement would give 2.1 million non-military federal workers 12 weeks of paid leave to care for a newborn or adopted child or to care for a family member. The bill would become the first time the federal government has guaranteed civilian employees access to paid parental leave. A New Jersey man accused of creating an online fundraiser for a homeless veteran to dupe donors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars pled guilty as part of a plea deal. Mark D'Amico's guilty plea for one count of misapplication of entrusted property brings the case against him, as well as his girlfriend and the homeless man, each of whom pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in connection with the scam, closer to a resolution. D'Amico is expected to be sentenced next April and has agreed to 5 years in prison as part of the deal. D'Amico's plea means he's admitting to spending the more than $400,000, but not that he was behind the ruse with girlfriend Kate McClure and the homeless man Johnny Bobbitt Jr. He still faces more serious federal charges of conspiracy to commit fraud and money laundering, but any sentence could be served concurrently under the plea agreement. Thanks for listening as we get your weekend underway. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.